I just want to tell you all how happy I am to be back in the studio, making a picture again.
I'm funny how? I mean funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you?
I think this is a crackpot idea.
You remember that scene in the back of the car with his brother Charlie? I don't want something like this.
I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody.
Boy, if life were only like this.
All right, well, as we enter the winter of our discontent with movies, the summer blockbuster season is far, far over. And, you know, in a lot of warm states, summer is the best time to go see movies, I guess. But in places where it's really cold in the winter, people go to a lot of movies because, you know, it's cold outside. You go get warm up in the movie theater. So it may be important to you to find out which movies you want to see and which you don't. And that's why we have two experts with us, Rafer Guzman, Kristen Meinzer, co-hosts of the Movie Date podcast. Rafer is also movie critic for Newsday, and Kristen is a culture producer for The Takeaway. Hi, guys.
Good morning.
All right, so we have three bigger movies coming out this weekend, and I just want to go through them and kind of figure out which one I should be spending my cold weekend in. Let's begin with The Sitter. This is the one starring Jonah Hill. And, you know, I heard him describing this as not a movie for kids.
That's correct. R-rated, even though it does feature him babysitting three kids. There's cocaine and gun violence and
explosives,
drug running,
sexual content.
And
as the MPAA
and your point
would
is,
say.
Kids love that.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. They do.
This is in some way, this is kind of taking that whole thing of, isn't it fun and quirky when you get the wrong guy to babysit your kids, and really
right.
saying, no, it's actually not fun and quirky, it could be dangerous, right?
Well, I mean, it is a comedy, so I mean, it's all being played for laughs. There are some funny moments. I think Jonah Hill is actually quite good. There are some tender moments with the children, you know, where he learns to help them, you know, overcome their problems, and they help him overcome his problems.
I'm waiting for the butt here.
The butt is, I found this movie strangely racist, and not in a nasty way, but just in an offhanded, very glib, kind of typical way, and that really spoiled the fun for me, I have to say.
Oh, interesting. Kristen?
I can see the flaws in this movie. I'm not saying it's a perfect movie. There are some lazy jokes, but I think you don't go into a Jonah Hill movie expecting it to be the height of sophistication. You know what you're getting in for.
He was good in Moneyball, though.
Yeah, this isn't Moneyball.
This is not Moneyball.
and I think underneath it all, it did have a heart, and more than not, I enjoyed the movie.
I'm just a little tired of seeing the white guy talking jive to the black people in the scary black neighborhood. There's a lot
of
jokes.
That was funny back when Airplane came out.
Well, you know, this is very much like an 80s comedy, like Adventures in Babysitting. And we were just saying that, you know, David Gordon Green, the director, also, you know, kept the racism from the 80s as well.
Great.
You know?
All right. Well, let's look ahead to the newest cavalcade of stars, New Year's Eve.
Yes.
This is an odd format that we saw on Valentine's Day of just trying to pack in as many stories and stars as you possibly can in one movie.
Yeah.
About 22 25. Stars. Yeah. Yeah. 25, 22. Yeah.
You lose
They're
going to
do this with every holiday, you know.
Oh, yeah. I know. Yeah.
It's going to be like Arbor Day.
We were just joking
Arbor
about that
Day.
Earlier.
Flag Day.
We came up with a whole plot for Arbor Day.
It's
right.
our generation's version of That's Entertainment, right?
Right. Right. Sort of. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So what's our view on this one?
I thought it was completely soulless, charmless cash in. It just seems like a grab for cash at the box office to me. I thought it was just terrible from start to finish. You've got Robert De Niro in your cast, and instead you spend most of your time with Josh Duhamel, and you know, I don't understand the choices that Gary Marshall, the director, is making.
And
in this
movie. Obviously don't understand the interests of, say, 16-year-old girls.
I guess I don't.
Is not a hunk anymore.
No, that's true.
I'm not saying it's a great movie, but I think that on the 25 love stories in one movie genre, and with Love Actually being at the top, and he's just not that into at the bottom, I think it's a little closer to Love Actually.
Wow. I'm just going to say two things. John Bon Jovi and Katherine Heigl. Does anyone care about that?
No.
I don't care about that.
That's the first argument to go.
Yeah.
I'd go for that.
Yeah. See, there. I'm not.
Bon Jovi and De Niro.
I'm not
there's
feeling.
There
it.
You go.
They're gonna run out of holiday. I mean, you can't really make the President's Day.
There's President's Day.
I'm so looking forward to that movie.
St. Patrick's Day. How many of these can we go?
4th of July.
Tax Day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tax Day, that'd be an interesting one.
That'd be
one.
Good. That'd
yeah.
be good.
All right.
You
well,
never know.
Let's move on to our third one coming out, Young Adult. Actually, this trailer makes this film look funny.
It is.
And I got to say, I really like Patton Oswalt. This has Charlize Theron in it, and Patton Oswalt. How is this film?
I liked this film a lot. Charlize Theron plays a very different character. She plays a young adult fiction writer who goes back to her small hometown in Minnesota to try and reclaim her old high school boyfriend, who is happily married.
She's a true rhymes with witch, right?
Yes, she is. And she's more than that. She's an alcoholic. She's a wreck. She's possibly borderline insane. She's a pretty interesting character, and she does deliver a great performance in this movie.
Kristen?
I thought she was phenomenal. It's the first movie I've seen this year where the whole time I thought Oscar.
You're kidding me.
If she doesn't get an Oscar nod from this movie, I would be shocked.
But it's a comedy, right?
You know, I actually think in a lot of ways it's a drama that has funny moments. And a lot of it's actually very painful to watch. And it's like watching a car wreck where the person then backs up and then plows back into the building.
Alice doesn't live here anymore. That was an Oscar vehicle.
I'm not sure I'd go that far with this movie, but I mean, it is interesting. And you mentioned Patton Oswalt, who I think is also one of the best things in this movie. He gives a really interesting, really sensitive performance as a guy who was severely beaten in high school and now walks with a crutch and still lives in this small town. And his performance as sort of the town nerd who's still stuck there is really interesting and really good.
All right, so that sounds like Young Adult should be the one, although it's in limited release this week. It doesn't come out in wide release till next week.
That's right.
But if you can find it, go see Young Adult.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, it's the
best
film of the weekend.
Stay home.
Right. All right, it was phenomenal.
You guys know we're coming up on all the Christmas movies.
Oh, we're going to pack them in. Yes. Dragon Tattoo, yeah. Tintin, War Horse. Yeah, they're all coming out.
Tintin, I'm looking forward to. We have like half a second here. What are you looking forward to?
What am I looking for, in Christmas movies?
Yes.
I'm going to say Dragon Tattoo is what I'm looking forward to the most.
Kristen?
Iron Lady.
Meryl
Streep.
There you go. Meryl Streep, you know, if Meryl Streep is in it, people will be talking about Oscars again.
Oh,
Ray Ferguson, movie critic for Newsday. Kristen Meinzer, culture producer for The Takeaway. Both of them co-hosts of the Movie Date podcast. And it looks like the word from them is go see Young Adult. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend.
You too. There's cocaine and gun violence and
explosives.
Explosives.
Drug running.
Sexual content.
Kids love that.